This is the local VK5 news segment. Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Good morning. Here is this week's news from NERC. Well, our resident reporter Liz, VK5KLD, is taking a break this week. Friday night was our first meeting for winter, and we were treated to an excellent YouTube video presentation on capacitors from the studios of Alan, W2AEW. Alan has an extensive collection of videos available, so check them out. Upcoming meetings for the club are the February Tech Night on the 23rd, and of course there being five Fridays this month, our usual fifth Friday Eat Out social event is Friday the 30th, the venue to be advised. July will see us at the AGM, and the meeting will take an early start at 6:30 p.m. The usual fare will be provided, and entertainment is assured. With the AGM, this means that the club dues are due, and the committee has decided and a $5 discount will be offered to all who pay at or by the September meeting. For August, we have been invited to a combined meeting with the Barossa Amateur Radio Club. Details to be advised closer to the event. A number of members have already shown interest to attend. Well, that's all the news for this week, so until next time, this has been Brian, VK5VI, for the North East Radio Club.
And now, some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning. AREG's next general meeting is this coming Friday, June the 16th, starting at 7:45 p.m. at the Red Beds Community Hall, Phelps Court, Fulham. The presentation for this evening will be introducing LF and MF frequency communication techniques, presented by David, Doc, Westcombe Downs, VK5BUG. Doc is a preeminent authority on everything LF and MF in Australia, and is one of the modern pioneering amateur experimenters of these bands today. If you've ever wondered how on earth you can start using the 630 and 2200 metre bands from home, then come on down and hear Doc talk about what's possible. Doc will also have a limited number of his books available to purchase for those who are interested in the subject. After the presentation, there will be a short AREG business meeting, plus time to socialise and hear about the happenings at this year's River Paddle Marathon, which is occurring as you listen to this broadcast, being supported by AREG and the Riverland Radio Club. To finish off the evening, there will be a light supper of coffee, tea and cake, where everyone can mingle and discuss topical events or generally rag chew. So, come along and find out how you can get involved with operations at the LF and MF longwave bands, and enjoy the evening, which is focused around amateur radio and related activities. Everyone is invited. More detailed information may be found on AREG's webpages at www.areg.org.au. I'm Ben, VK5BB, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
And now, let's hear from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, this is Phil, VK5SRP, with news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. The next lunch at the Blackwood RSL will be on Friday the 23rd of June. While I'm talking about lunches, have you booked for the mid-year lunch at the Eurabla Hotel on Sunday the 16th of July? Bookings so far are disappointing. John, VK5EMI, is taking the bookings, and he can be contacted by email at delio2@bigpond.net.au. That's delio2@bigpond.net.au, or by phone on 8278 1269. More details are on the AHARS website, and you would have been sent an email if you're on the AHARS email list. AHARS members and friends are invited to a special session at Fab Lab on Saturday the 24th of June. The starting time is 10 a.m. and the location is 200 Pulteney Street, Adelaide. We're negotiating for platters of food, cake, tea and coffee. This is the fourth Saturday event for June, so nothing happening at the shack that day. Thanks to Graham, VK5ZFZ, for organising this event. The cost for the day will be $10 to cover the cost of nibbles and a donation to Fab Lab. Please book for this event so we do not run out of nibbles. Trevor, VK5NIX, is taking the bookings. 0417-838-740 or tmold@internode.on.net. That's T-M-O-L-D-E at internode.on.net. The monthly meetings are held on the third Thursday of every month at the Blackwood Community Centre, 4 Young Street, Blackwood. The June monthly meeting on the 15th will be the members' show and tell. Bring along a recent project, a repair or an upgrade to share with members and friends. This session has been brought forward 1 month to make way for a session by Barry, VK5BW. The July the 20th Thursday general meeting presentation will be about coax cables, and this will be followed on Saturday the 27th technical session at the Shack by a demonstration of terminating coax cables. The talk on Thursday the 17th of August, general meeting night, will be by David Murphy from Crick's Loudspeakers and will be about theatre sound systems. The Ahart Shack is situated in Hannaford Road, Blackwood, directly behind Hungry Jack's, and we have a social get-together on the second Saturday and a technical presentation on the fourth Saturday of each month. The technical session for August will be a presentation by Jim, VK5TR, and this will be a lecture on antenna analyzers. I know many of you have built one of Jim's excellent antenna analyzer kits, either the first one or his new version. On Saturday the 23rd of September, Graham, VK5ZFZ, will run another Introduction to Arduino session. If we get too many people to fit in the AR Shack, we use the Old Girl Guides Hall on the same site. Trevor, VK5NIX, is taking the bookings for this event and can be contacted on 0417 838 740 or by email at tmolde@internode.on.net. Bring writing material, your notebook computer and a USB memory, as this will be a hands-on session. Advance notice of the AHARS buy and sell for 2017. This year it will be held on Sunday, November the 12th, 1 week later than usual. This will avoid a clash with the Maker Fair to be held on Sunday, November the 5th. Email table booking requests to vk5kc@wia.org.au and vk5nrg. At wia.org.au. Send your requests to both so they don't get lost. If you wish to contact me, you can send an email to vk5srp@wia.org.au. That's all for this week, 73.
And let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. It's Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the Southeast Radio Group. Congratulations to Colin, VK5DK, Gary, VK5JR, Trevor, VK5NC, and Tom, VK5NFT, who, operating as VK5SR Portable, have won first place in the Portable Multi-Op VHF 6-hour section of the 2017 John Moyle Memorial National Field Day. Well done, fellas. Anyone who might be contemplating a SOTA activation of Mount Burr needs to read Peter Freeman's blog about his recent activation. His blog can be found at vk3pf.wordpress.com. I say again, vk3pf.wordpress.com. In addition to the Forestry SA permission, is also needed from Broadcast Australia. Peter Becker, VK5KBF from our club, is the man to talk to there. As you listen to this, our annual convention will be just opening the doors for the main day of our annual convention. The dinner has a record number of bookings and hopefully things are going well. Some of you regular listeners may be among us for the weekend, so we certainly hope that you enjoy it. We like to think that our annual convention is a bit different to most, especially since the Sunday night dinner has been resurrected, and this is borne out by the number of amateurs who come from far away each year to be with us. We certainly hope to keep that element alive and well. We will not be rebroadcasting this here in the Lower South East this weekend because our repeater network will be in use for the Fox Hunting Championships, but I am hopeful that we might be able to air the whole thing over the PA system at the convention. We will see. A number of other firsts will also be in place this year. We will have a video set up with videos of interest looping for most of the time. Security cameras will be in operation and recording from them will be there as well. We will have a come and try HF, VHF plus IRLP and Echolink station set up for the public on the Saturday afternoon between 1 and 3. As you can tell, there's been a lot of work put in by a lot of our club members to make this happen, and we thank them very much for their effort. I'm very happy to report that some of our newer members have stepped up to the plate and have come up with some excellent ideas which we have implemented. We thank them for thinking outside the square a bit and for their hard work as well. I will let you know how it all got on next week. That about brings us up to date for this week. Therefore, as usual, the members of the South East Radio Group wish you all a great week, and I say 7-3 from Surge.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. That's newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.